Today I want to share with you an idea of art that relates to Pesach, it relates to Tchiyas HaMeisim, and it relates to the Nusach HaTfilah. We've been spending some time learning about davening before Pesach came around. We got swept up in Yonei D'Yoyma. We were spending some time learning about the Nusach HaTfilah, and I want to discuss today with you the second bracha of Ata Gibar, the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now, as a way of Hakdamah, but I want to review. We want to review a very short idea we learned before Pesach about in of Tchiyas HaMeisim, an idea that was came from the Sefer Birchas Ish by Rabbi Avraham Shein. Rabbi Shein explained that the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a revelation to the world that there will be Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we did this before Yom Tov. Let me just review the pasuk. We say this pasuk every single day in Shmona in Kriya Shema. Parshas Ekev. L'man yirbu yimeichem v'imei v'neichem al ho'adama asher nishva Hashem la'avo seichem lo seis lohem. In order that you live long upon the land which Hashem swore to your forefathers to give to them. So Rashi asked the question that the pasuk should really say lo seis lohem. Hashem swore to your forefathers that the land will be given to their descendants, to you, to the Jewish people. Why does it say lohem? So Rashi says, Mikan, from here we learn that there's something called Tchiyas HaMeisim. This is one of the four places in the Torah where Rashi says, or Chazal tell us, here we have a clear proof that there's something called Tchiyas HaMeisim. Could be the other seven. The Gemara really says they are from Torah, Mitorah, Truma, that you'll give the Truma to Aaron HaKohen. Is Aaron alive? Mikan, that Aaron will come back from the dead and we will present the Truma to Aharon HaKohen. Okay, but this is a very, very important makar. That the reason why it's so important is because it refers to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is so fundamental to our existence, to the mitzvahs, that tlius baretz. Everything revolves around Eretz Yisrael. Hashem swore to give the land to which Hashem swore to give the land to them. Rashi says to them, but they never got the land. They never possessed the land. It must then be that Hashem will bring them back from the dead, and Hashem will take them and will bring them into the land and present the land to the Avos, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now let's go back to the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, where we find a dispute between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avraham. Avraham took Lot with him after the death of Haran. After Haran died, Avraham took his son Lot with him, and they were living together until it was unpleasant. Why was it unpleasant? There was a dispute between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot. The shepherds of Lot would allow the animals to graze without muzzles. They would eat off the pasture, and the shepherds of Avraham would be careful to muzzle their animals, not to eat from the fields. Because Gezel, the land does not belong to Avraham, does not belong to them. They have no right to eat without paying for the food. The Lot shepherd said to Avraham shepherds, Hashem has given the land to Avraham. It's already his. Asher nishva Hashem la'avo seichem lo seis lohem. It's already his. Avraham has no children. Avraham doesn't have a Yitzchak. Who is the only child? Who is the heir? Was Yishmael born at this point in time? I don't know. But who is the heir to Avraham? Lot. At this point in time, there was no Yishmael. There was only a Lot. So therefore, he is his Yoresh, and therefore it's as if the land already belongs to Lot, and therefore Lot has a right to let the animals eat off the land. The shepherds of Avraham said it's not so. Hashem did not yet give the land to Avram. Oh, but there was a bris ben absarim, there was a promise, there was shlech lecha mi'artzcha mi'molatcha. There was so many in Ma'amar Chazal, we find Hashem gave the land to Avraham. The Roy Avram said, no, Hashem never gave. Hashem promised that he will give the land to Avraham's descendants. And all of these symbolic actions that Avram did, maybe he was doyish ha-netzre, he surveyed the property, he made a chazaka. These these are just symbolic things. This is not. There's no real meaning. There's no real essence in these kinyanim. The shepherds of Lot said, no, this is serious business. They were very religious. The shepherds of Lot were more religious than the shepherds of Avram. We own the Har Habayis. Let's go. Let's possess it. Let's go walk on it. They were more religious, the shepherds of Lot. Hashem gave it. Hashem promised. It's ours. He made a chazaka. He made a kinyan. It's ours. Therefore, we have a right to eat off the produce. This is an ongoing dispute. There was no resolution. And therefore, the only solution was he pardoned Amalei. Let's split. You go your way, I'll go my way. We don't want a machlokes. Everyone do their own thing. Okay. Now, the truth is, you can make a very strong argument that the royal Lot were right. And I think, I mean, that's Avraham, they wasn't settled. When was this matter settled? So Chazor, we learned before Pesach. When was this matter settled? Hashem settled this matter at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a very great problem. They were only in Egypt for 210 years. And at the Bris Ben Habsam, Hashem very clearly told Avraham, Yodoa Teda, you shall be absolutely clear to you, no room for doubt, Ger Yihye Zar Echa Bi Eretz Lo Elohim Va'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'oshana. They're going to be a Ger below Elohim for 400 years. When did they enter a land that's not theirs for 400 years? Egypt, when they walked in, Benachemos, the 70 souls, they walked in Benachemos, the clock started to tick. They're only there for 210 years, 190 years to go. So how can there possibly be a Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the answer is, we say in the Haggadah, Baruch Shemer Haftachos Eli Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishei Vesakets. Hashem pulled a fast one. What did Hashem do? When it says, Ger Yez Zarecha Bi Eretz Lo Elohem, who is your Zerah? Your Zerah is Yitzchak. When Yitzchak is born, it's already called Lo Elohem. Where was Yitzchak born? He was born in Eretz Yisrael. The Oil of Tumim, he never left Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. And Eretz Yisrael was, according to the shepherds of Lot, Eretz Lohem. It was the land which Hashem gave to Avram. Avram made a chazak, it was Avraham's land. So it was Eretz Lohem. The only time you can say it's Eretz Lohem, you can't be Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, that was only 210 years. So what is it? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu possibly go and say, Chishev es HaKeitz, when Yitzchak was born, he was born be Eretz Lohem, and we're going to start 400 years from his birth in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is saying, guess what? I'm going to decide this disagreement between the royal Lot and Avram. I'm going to pass it in favor of Avram. That it's taka, not yours. I never gave it to you. And all of these kinyanim, all of these things that were done, are nothing, they're just symbolic. It's all a symbolic act for the future, a promise. A haftacha, baruch shomer haftachosai. The haftacha that you will one day receive Eretz Yisrael. Menela, everything that I've told you now, it's not a kinyan. And Menela, when Yitzchak is born, it's Eretz Lo Elohem. But Hashem said, Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoseichem La'seis Lohem. So you know what? You know what? I'll give it to you. But you can't give it. He's dead. Avraham is dead. He died. Tchias HaMesim. So it comes out, something that we take for granted. We are Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, a million times over, we're born knowing clear this Tchias HaMesim. We learn today Eof. Eof, there's like 20 psukim. There's no such like davar posh. Tchias HaMesim? What are you talking about? There's no such thing as Tchias HaMesim. Why in the world would there be Tchias HaMesim? Nothing can make any sense. At Enochanan, this is a very big dilemma. Is there, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim on the 14th and 15th day of Nisan? This was a revelation. It wasn't just, oh, Yitzias Mitzrayim, a slave never left Egypt. The Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Gilui, a revelation that is going to be Tchias HaMesim.
This doesn't, this could be a Muhammad's chus for you. Because if you say he was before Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was no pshat.
Right, exactly. This was perhaps the first moment of Ugilui. It was a creation. It doesn't even have to be this to be Tchias HaMesim. Hashem is saying, I'm going to create something new. Ki ein chodesh tachas hashemesh, whatever that means, the creation or the revelation that is going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim first came into existence with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Hashem did something no one ever imagined. Chishav es hakeitz backwards, which then means it's Eretz Asher lo Elohim, but you promised to give it to Avram. Don't worry, I'm true to my word. I'm going to bring him back. He'll be the Tchiyas HaMeisim, he'll come alive.
No saying is spelled chaser, so that it says you could read it nosan. So nosan, no saying, because he gave it to them, but there weren't enough Jews to inhabit the land, so there was no point. So that's pshat in chishav es hakeitz, because he wasn't officially giving it to them until there were enough people to inhabit the land. What's he going to give it to Avraham and Yitzchak? What's
the haftach? What's going to be in the future?
Can't inhabit the land. There's no.
At that point in time, maybe they were still right.
At that point in time, it's very logical. Like Eof, there's no. Why should they be Tchiyas HaMeisim? It wasn't that Avraham didn't silence. No, Avraham didn't silence them. Maybe you're right. It wasn't clear. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechashev es HaKeitz shook the world. Hashem is true to His word. And Nishba Elohim, you're going to work backwards? Oh, Tchiyas HaMeisim.
Kol
haroi to be mixed, bila,
So therefore, since the land is proper to eventually be Abraham, so it's like it's now.
Now, Osid. But if a kidei kach for gezel to take away someone else's property, that's already that's
gezel any correction good.
Not for the others. Not for the others.
That's why it was the light.
Okay, so this is a fascinating yisoid. This is the yisoid of the Birchas Ish of Avraham Sheni Zerosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Staten Island. Of Moshe's Yeshiva. This is one of his chidushim. This is just the beginning of his chidush. He develops this at length. He talks about that love and bikish. He has develops this in more detail. But this is the yisoid. Again, the yisoid, the etzem yitzias Mitzrayim was a creation of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shomer haftach. That he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu automatically brings with it Yitzias Yisrael Tchiyas HaMeisim. Fine. Now let's jump to Shvi Shal Pesach. I know Pesach is over, but we're still in Nisan, and I really wanted to talk about Nusach HaTfilah, which is 3 times a day, 24/7. 3 times a day. This whole thing is mamish in the Nusach HaTfilah. I'm going to show you in a moment. Now we come to Shvi Shal Pesach. What is the avodah of Shvi Yishol Pesach? Shvi Yishol Pesach is one of the hardest days to define. Why do we have this a celebration? Yitzias. Oh, so that's what it's all about. It's all about Kriyas Yamsuf. And in fact, it's called Atzeres. Targum Yonasan Ben Uzil says, Yom HaShvi Atzeres, a gathering. Atzeres Tiyah Lochem. Atzeres Lochem.
Hashem
Lokecha. But it's called an atzeres. The Targum Yonasan is what is the atzeres? Everyone shall come together to sing Shira Sayam, to sing Shira, to commemorate that on Shvi Shal Pesach was the day or Zecher of Kriyas Yamsuf. Now the question is, what is so special about Kriyas Yamsuf? In the Haggadah, we barely mention it. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, the Dayenu, and we mentioned that there were Makas, 10 Makas, we multiply that, there are 50 Makas, 200 Makas, 250 Makas, set up all the numbers, all the... What is the significance of Kriyas Yamsuf? And just as a way of Hagdama, the first word of the Shir is Oz Yashir. It's a long Rashi. Rashi is very disturbed with the grammar of Yashir. Yashir means will sing. Oz, when he saw what happened, it was stirred in his heart. All of Belev, Machshavta, I've got the words of Rashi. Rashi has a long analysis of what it means Yashir to make sense out of it. And then at the end of Rashi, he throws up the white flag and he says, besides the pshat of how we can understand the word Yashir written in the future tense to explain what it means the past, it's also here, Mikan, Rabbi Seinu Zichonim Levracha Amru, Mikan Remez, Litchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Oz, Yashir, Moshe, and Ubnesho will one day sing the Shir. This was just nothing more than a dress rehearsal for the Shira that we're going to sing at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So it comes out, the whole Avodah of Shir Shel Pesach is Shiras HaYam. And the whole Shiras HaYam is just a dress rehearsal for L'Asi Lava, the first words, Yashir Tchiyas HaMeisim. So look at that. The whole Shir Shel Pesach is another day that tells us about Tchiyas HaMeisim.
That's it.
That's Achar Pesach.
Because
we should go Achar on Echnami. That's right. Echnami, go Echnami. Most of Mashiach, Echnami, Tchiyas HaMeisim. So it's very interesting. According to Rav Shein, the Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's the first day Pesach, and the last day Pesach, the Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim is. The Etzem of Shvi'ishol Pesach is also Tchiyas HaMeisim, Oz Yashir. 2 days whose essence is Tchiyas HaMeisim. What's the difference? Why do you have to have 2 days who highlight Tchiyas HaMeisim? So let me read you a Gemara. A very fascinating Gemara. Now, by the way, what's the Haftarah, by the way, of Shabbos Chalamoit? Yecheskel, the Atzamos Hayiveshes, all about Tchiyas HaMeisim. So let me read you the Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Let me first tell you the site. You said, then I'll tell you the Gemara. The answer, or at least a mahalach. There are 2 different types of Tchiyas HaMeisim, or 2 bechinois in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Let me go even a step back. There's a ritva, famous ritva. These Svarim, which talk about these esoteric things, are Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's a famous ritva where everyone quotes the ritva, and there's a Radvaz that loves this ritva and talks about this ritva. There are going to be 2 different Tchiyas HaMeisims, 2 different times. There's stages. There's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, an early Tchiyas HaMeisim, and a later Tchiyas HaMeisim. We don't know what these things are. It's hard to understand. But the only thing I want to take out of this ritva and this Radvaz is, there's more than one Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's an early Tchiyas HaMeisim, a later Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's the only thing I want to take out of it. Now, let's elaborate upon that. There are 2 different purposes, functions for Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's one purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisim to let a person come back from the dead, to give him a new opportunity to be Mekayim the Mitzvos. Most people, or almost every person, dies frustrated. I didn't have a chance to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. The Zman of Golus, you can't even Mekayim half the mitzvahs. A mitzvah, Tlius Baretz, Beis HaMikdash, half of the mitzvahs depend upon an Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash. And even those that don't depend, are we really Mekayim it B'Shloim Musa? We all know that we don't have proper Kavanah. We don't even appreciate what the mitzvah is. We don't even know the halakhas of the mitzvah. We barely touch the surface of what a mitzvah is. There's a purpose in Tchiyas HaMeisim to let a person, to give a person an opportunity, or opportunities to be Mekayim the mitzvahs. Nothing more than that. To give opportunities. Then there's another Bechin of Tchiyas HaMeisim whose purpose is to come back to this world and to witness Schar V'Oinish. To witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, He rewards the Tzadikim, punishes the Rishoyim, and to sing Shira. To be mak, nothing to do with opportunities to do mitzvahs. It's just to come back when the days are over, when the time of the world is over, to be makir the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvi Shel Pesach, the whole lesson of Kriyas Yam Suf, is the recognition of Klal Yisrael of Midah Kineged Midah. Yisrael joined Klal Yisrael, Ki Vadovar Asher Zodu Alem. Everything about Kriyas Yam Suf focuses on a miracle which forced every person in Klal Yisrael to recognize the entire cycle, the entire process of Midah Kineged Midah, Schar V'Oinish. That's why a Shira means a bracelet, something which is round. You see the full cycle. The miracles that happened on Yitzias Mitzrayim, the difference between the first day Pesach and the last day Pesach, the first day Pesach are miracles that are happening in real time. A miracle, another miracle, another miracle, another miracle. Shvi Shel Pesach are miracles which wake you up to recognize the past, to look at things in retrospect, to look back
at the entire cycle. It's a different type of miracle. It's a miracle where you take in the whole picture. And that's why Shir Shel Pesach involves Shira. Because Shira captures the essence of...
Yeah, Rav Ben Elton explains this at Yad HaGdolah, right before the Shira starts. By Yair Yisrael, it's
the big picture.
The Esamakos were the Chosek Yod, Yod Chazoka, these different stages, different levels. Ah, but all of a sudden, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it was a whole different level of Nisim that they saw by Yair Yisrael, let's say Yad HaGdolah. Now they saw the big picture.
The big picture, exactly. That's the difference. And the big picture means, like when Yisrael said, Midah Keneged Midah, it's Schar V'Einish. Okay, now with all of this, now ready for the finale. We go to the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Yitzamas HaVeshas. The Gemara asks a question, a general question. In Masechta Sanhedrin of Tzadi Beis Amid, the very bottom of Tzadi Beis Amid, where is the sugi of Tchias Meitzim appears. And the Gemara wants to know a general question about, now before we get to the people, a general question, people who die, who will be revived, the time of Tchias Meitzim, Tadim Elio, Tzadikim, Sha'asra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lahachayoson, Einon Choizrin Le'ofron. The people that will be revived at the time of Mashiach will never die. They'll live forever. They'll live forever. Shenemar brings a pasuk, and then the Gemara says, not so fast. Then the Gemara debates this issue, is it really true that they're going to live forever? And the Gemara then says, why don't we bring a raya from the Yitzamas HaVeshas, the people, the bones that Yechezkel revived. They were Zoichet to Tchias HaMeisim, those, and they died. They came back to life and they died. So you see that it's not true. How can you go tell me that person's going to come back to Tchias HaMeisim and live forever? Look, there was Tchias HaMeisim already, and the people, they came back only for a short period of time and they died. So the Gemara in the process says, you can't bring a riot from that, because that wasn't a real Tchias HaMeisim. That was just a mashal. That was just a source of inspiration. And then the Gemara says, let's discuss the different opinions in this matter. Now, from the different opinions, the Gemara, there are two primary opinions. Let me read the two primary opinions. The words inside here is the Nelif Mimesim Shechi Cheskel Savala Kemande Amar. Okay, Emes Moshel Hoya. That's what it's not a right. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Mesim Shechi Yecheskel Omdu Al Raglehem the Omru
Shira,
and then what? Vamesu, and they died. That was the tafkid of the second opinion. And then the Gemara asks a question, what was the Shira? The Gemara tells us the Shira, different things that they said. Rabbi Loza Beno Shel Rabbi Yosia Galili Oimer. I'm skipping to the third opinion. The second opinion was they just was a mashal, the MS mashal haya, which is it's not for our sugya, but the second opinion, they really came back to life. Meisim Shechi Yecheskel Olu LeEretz Yisrael. They went to Eretz Yisrael like Avraham, Hashem Nishva Hashem Lohem. The Nosu Nosh, and they got married. V'hili Dubonim, Ubonos, Omar Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira al Ragla, V'omar Anim ibn Ebinehem, V'halalu Tefillin, Shehoni Achli Avi Abba Mehem. They lived, they got married, they had children, they had opportunities to Mekayim the Mitzvahs Hatuluyos Baretz. So, what do you see from this Gemara? You see, there's a machloikis in the Gemara. What's the tafkid of Tchias HaMeisim? Is it to say Shira and that's it, Vamesu? Or is it to live, have children, and do mitzvahs? Opportunities to do mitzvahs. These two opinions don't really argue. They're two different bechinois in Tchias HaMeisim. It's the difference between the first day Pesach and the seventh day Pesach. The first day Pesach, the Etzen Yitzias Mitzrayim is a gilui. Asher Nishba Hashem Lohem. It has not yet happened. Hashem will revive the Avos, will give them Eretz Yisrael, and will have opportunities to do mitzvahs. Opportunities. There's a second arg of Tchias HaMeisim. Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach is Oz Yosher Moshe, is when the end of days is to be marked that Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS V'Yosher. Everything is a din v'cheshbin. The schar v'oinish, there will be a Tchias HaMeisim for no other purpose other than to sing Shira.
two different bechinois in Trias HaMesim. The first day Pesach, the last day Pesach. The machlokes is rooted in mamish in the Gemara in the Atzamos HaYaveshos that we talk away on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, right smack in the middle. Right smack of the first day and the last day. And what does this Nogea ask after Pesach is over? It's mamish beferish in the second bracha. In the second bracha, it's a very strange bracha. Let me just jump to the middle of the bracha. Hashem is mechayim meisim. What is? How does Hashem mechayim meisim? Is mechalkel the form? There's not besides the grand tchias meisim. There are little madregas of tchias meisim. Getting better. Person Rachman son is sick. He comes back. Person is in prison. All these different things. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. He sustains life with kindness. This is all part of tchias meisim. Mechayim meisim rachamim rabim. What does he do? He's soimech noiflim v'roifei choylim u'matir asurim. And he's even mechayim emunoson lishenei afar, which simply means he'll bring the dead back to life. For what purpose? To give them chayim, to be mechalkel chayim v'chesed, so they can live and do what? Have opportunities. When a person is released from prison, a person gets better, gets off a sick bed, a person is in a state of bankruptcy, soymech noiflin, and he's all of a sudden he comes back to life, he now has new opportunities. Gevaldik. That's the first day Pesach. And then what happens? All of a sudden we do the most bizarre thing you can possibly do in the middle of a bracha. You start singing Shira. In the middle of the bracha, what do you do? Mi chanoicha. This is part of the Shira Siyan. Mi chanoicha baal givuros umi doimelach melech memes umechayo matzmiach Yeshua. Vayeozi v'zimroska vayehi li Yeshua. The second half of the bracha is mamish, an expression of shira. What are we giving shira in the middle of the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim? The answer is, this bracha captures the two different bechinois of Tchias HaMeisim. The first half of the bracha, from the Chalkel Chaim until Michamoch, until the dot, there's taka dot here. In the art scroll, there's a dot. The first half of the bracha is the first day Pesach. The Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Gilui, Asher Nishba Hashem La'Vaseichem, La'Seis Lohem. You're going to have Tchias HaMeisim, you're going to have new opportunities. New opportunities to live, to have Chaim, even though things were not so good. And before. And then there's another bechin of Tchias HaMeisim. You're going to come back when it's all over and see that Tak Hashem is Emes. And you're going to sing Shira Oz, Yosher Moshe V'nei Yisrael Shirazos, V'Hashem V'yem Ruleimar. You'll say Noch Micha Mocha Baal Gruz and Midam Loch Melch Mizm Chaim Atzmich Yeshua. And then we sandwich this whole thing together, V'nei Matal Hachios Meisim. And in the beginning, we Taka mentioned both as well. I'll tell you a little dikduk. Well, Dikduk Josh, Atogi Borli Olam Hashem, Mechayim Meisim Ato Rav Lehoshia. The first part is also two parts. Mechayim Meisim Ato, that's the first part, opportunity. Rav Lehoshia alludes to those two words, Rav Lehoshia alludes to the second part of the Shira aspect. The reason why I say that is because the word Yehoshua is the key word in Shvi Shol Pesach. How do I know this? Moshe tells Klal Yisrael before they go into the Yam, Hisyatzvu Uri'u Es Yeshua's Hashem. The whole event is capturing the word Yehoshua. How do we begin the Shira? Every day in Davening, and even in Vayosha Hashem Bayomahu. In the Shira, what is the most personal expression in the Shira? Vayehi li Yeshua is the only place where you make it personal. Everywhere else in the Shira is descriptive. Hashem, you did this. You're describing. It's like you're like a bystander. You're in a stadium and you're describing. The only place in the Shira where you make it personal, Vayehi li Yeshua. The word Yeshua captures the essence of Shvi Shol Pesach. Okay, that's a different perushim. They're different. There are a whole like 10 perushim in that. Right. That's what that means. But at least Vayehi li Yeshua is explicit. So we say the words Rav Lehoshia, we're alluding to the second bechina, the second aspect of Tchias HaMeisim. The first aspect of Tchias HaMeisim is Mechayim Meisim Atah.
You're mechayim esim. You give life to the dead. Now, this is an interesting diktok point. In this siddur and in most siddurim, we read mechayim esim ata. Well, how do we say the word? Is it ata or ato?
Ato.
It's ato. Well, in this siddur, there's a line. It's ato. In most siddurim, it says ato. Why? Nesog achar. Even though really it should be mechayim esim ato, but being that the next word it's mila'el because it's a short word, it's rav, rav. So you can't say it's only one syllable. So you can't have two syllables next to each other. This is a diktuk rule. You can't have two syllables next to each other.
It depends if there's a comma there or not.
There is a comma in this sitter. There's a comma. There's no rav in this sitter. But if it's one sentence, let's make believe there's no comma. If there's no, if there's no comma,
like sentence you could do.
Oh, if there was a dot, yeah. If there was a break, so simply you learn it's one continuous poetic expression. It's one sentence. If it's one sentence, so you can't say because you can't have two syllables next to each other. We invoke the principle of Sog Ochar, which forces the first word to push the emphasis from Mila El to Mila Ra, Nechaye Mesim Ata, Rav Lahoshia. And indeed, this is the way it appears in most Siddurim. But I've come across Siddurim where they put a hard break. Nechaye Mesim Ata, period. Paragraph end, period. That's it. The sentence is over. If the sentence is over, it's not a problem now to begin now, Rav Lahoshia. It's not cool. There's no, you don't have the rule of Nesog Ochar if it's two different sentences. If it's one sentence, then you can't say Mechay Mesim Ator Rav, because you can't have Rav next to Ator. It has to be Ator Rav. But if it's two different sentences, then you can. Then you Mechay Mesim Ator, period. Rav Lo Shia.
Although, generally, the Mila El would only apply to Ator, which is found at the end of...
Oh, that's another. You should know there are even Girsos that have Mechayim Esim Ata. There are even... There even are such Siddurim. But the point I want to make is, I want to suggest is that just like in the center of the Bracha, it's clearly two different expressions. You have the first half, which is the first Bechina of Tchiyas HaMesim. Opportunities. And the second half represents Shira. In the introduction to the Bracha, you also have two clauses. Mechaye Mesim Ata. Period. That's the first Bechina of Tchiyas HaMesim. The Bechina of Mitzvahs. Opportunities to do Mitzvahs. Then comes the second clause. Rav Lehoishia. Shira. And now we begin to elaborate. Let's explain. Al Rishon Rishon Yalachar Nachar. The Chalkel Chayim Chesed Chayim Esim Racham. And then we go through the first part, and then we elaborate upon. Now let's explain the second part. What does it mean? Rav LaHoshia Michonoicha Boilim Hashem Midoy Melach Shira. The two bechinas. So to summarize, we have here the first day Pesach, the last day Pesach. Two bechinas of Tchiyas HaMesim. The first day Pesach, the Yitzhak comes from the Birchas Sisha by Sheni, brings out that beautiful way, the Tchiyas HaMesim. The last day is Chazal, Farish, Oz Yashir, is Tchiyas HaMesim. It's the two different purposes of Tchiyas HaMesim, opportunities to do mitzvahs and to sing Shira. It's Mamish, Beferish, and the Gemara. It's a Gemara, Masechta, Sanhedrin of Samach, Beis, and Beis, the Mesim of Yecheskel, do they sing Shira and die, or do they do live and do mitzvahs? And the best part of it all is, it's practical for us every single day, because it's Mamish, Beferish, in the nusach of the middle bracha, the second bracha of the Shemona Esrei. Okay, have a wonderful day.